Welcome back to the Drivecast. My name is Nick Zarley. I am the college pastor here at Mount Vernon. Thank you for tuning in. I want to recap some of the message and hit a few points that we talked about this past Sunday. In Habakkuk, we see Habakkuk, the prophet, going back and forth with God, crying out for justice and mercy. He doesn't understand why God is doing the things that he's doing. And so he has positioned himself in a spot where he is ready to listen and to hear what the Lord will do. And so the Lord answers with this and says, I'm giving you this word that when you hear it, people are going to run with this message and to declare it to everyone and to let them know what's going to happen, that you are to wait, that you are to live in this season of waiting for my deliverance and for my justice to be taken care of and to be accomplished. And so, but you are to wait in this season. And so in that, they've heard this really difficult thing about how God is going to use the Babylonians against them. And so he's crying out. He wants justice done for the wicked, but he wants mercy for the righteous. And what we found is that as sick as he felt for the bad news of what was coming, we see in Habakkuk 3 that he becomes weak when he begins to recount all of the good that God has done through the nation's history. He becomes physically weak thinking about how good God is and how awesome and sovereign and powerful he is. And so the bad news was devastating until he heard the good news of the Lord. And so what we find in Habakkuk chapter 2 is there is this national deliverance that will take place, that God is going to mark his justice on the Babylonians, that though they're filled with pride and greed and injustice and violence and idolatry and all of these things over and over again, and he says, woe to them. But there is justice coming, and so in this season they are to wait for the Lord to enact his justice on them, and that one day the earth would be filled with the knowledge of his glory. And in this season we are to be silent before him. And so just a reminder that all things point to Jesus. In Luke 24, Jesus says he goes through the Old Testament, beginning early in the Old Testament, and goes along through that and says, this is how it points to me. And so what we have to look at when we see this national deliverance, we always need to look at it through the lens of the cross. And we see Habakkuk crying out for justice and mercy. And it's at the cross where we see justice and mercy collide, where Habakkuk was crying out justice for the wicked and mercy for the righteous. We see God enact justice on the righteous and granting the wicked with mercy. That Jesus paid the penalty, the righteous one paid the penalty for you and I, the wicked. We're reminded in the Gospels when Jesus was talking to the rich young ruler that no one is good but God alone, and that all of mankind is a varying level or varying degree of bad, that we are all in desperate need of a Savior. We are in desperate need to have mercy extended or grace extended, that we are the wicked. And so often when we read that line that the righteous will live by faith, we automatically put ourselves in the righteous. But if we are outside of Jesus Christ, we are in desperate need of a Savior. If we're in Jesus Christ, we are in desperate need of a Savior. And so at the cross, we see God enact his justice on the perfect, spotless Lamb, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And because that happened, you and I, the wicked, those in desperate need of a Savior, can be forgiven for all the sins because they've been placed on Jesus Christ. He drank the cup that you and I rightly deserve. And so just as Habakkuk's, the text begins in chapter 2, have a herald run with the good news, we're reminded in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 that we are ambassadors of this message, the message of the good news of the gospel, and that we are to carry that message from the king to the ends of the earth to let them know that the bad news is that we are sinners apart from Christ, that we are in desperate need of a Savior. And that can leave us weak and asking, how then can we be saved? And the answer is Jesus Christ and placing our faith in Jesus Christ. And we can receive mercy and grace. And so we carry that message to our workplaces and our neighborhoods and to our homes, that there is this good news that can be found in Christ and in Christ alone, and where we can truly see in Christ justice being enacted and mercy being enacted. And we praise him for that. So I hope that is an encouragement to you this week, and I hope that you will live by faith and that you will put your hope and trust in Jesus Christ, and that your relationships will benefit from seeing that God will enact his justice, that one day every knee will bow and confess Jesus Christ as Lord, and that He is coming again, and we long for His return in the midst of all the difficulty and all the seasons that we're going through right now of grief and struggle and pain and hurt and loss, that we know that one day we will be with Him forever. And that is unbelievable news, and I hope that's an encouragement to you this week. Have a great week.